The roads area engineer was able to inform the councillors that up to 80% of the entire road network had been visited, that over 300 road faults, road weaknesses, damage to culverts, broken bridges, that up to 300 items had been identified as requiring attention. That is with 80% of the road area covered. Over 40 families are receiving attention and support from the council in relation to housing. The emergency services, Gary Martin, outlined the extent of the number of schemes that would be, that are available or that would become available over the next few days. And again, the council have arranged that we meet again in a further 10 days to continually focus and to try to keep up the momentum of response that has been delivered since last Tuesday night and Wednesday morning.
And in terms of the revelations that were heard at this particular meeting, Councillor, were you shocked at the level of damage caused, or were you expecting those facts?
I say there's a degree of shock when you hear that there's up to 300 areas in our road network needing attention. And indeed, this afternoon as we commenced, we had a further road blockage for a period in the main Glenealy to Carndonagh Road. So, yes, the volume, but the volume now is necessitates the continued focus by government, through council, across all the departments on alleviating the plight of the people here in Inishowen. And that's something the council and the councillors said they would remain focused on over the next number of days.